Hey guys, this is Noor Madal Tahir, your storyteller. So grab your cup of coffee and let's begin with a tale. It is a folklore from my city, Cuttack. So it is about Barabati Fort, actually a pond near it, a small pond. So beside Barabati Fort is now in ruins. So beside Barabati Fort, there is a pond beside which is the shrine of Baba Bukhari. It is a Muslim shrine. So my mother used to say that in the earlier times, there used to be an angel in the pond. And there used to be marriage functions held in the area of the Barabati Fort, which is now in ruins. So there used, it has a beautiful lawn, so many marriage functions used to be held there. So when the marriage functions used to be held, there used to be this angel that came up from inside the pond, and she used to gift utensils to the organizers of that marriage, the parents. And so these were gold and silver utensils. They were beautifully carved. They had inscriptions and stuff. So yeah, so she used to give it to them, and they used to use those utensils for the marriage functions, to feed their guests. And this tradition continued on for years and years, decades and decades. So one day what happened, over the course of time, people started not returning the utensils. So earlier, when people used to get those utensils, they used to return them back to her, and she used to go back inside the pond. But later on, people, they didn't return. They became greedy and they stopped returning the utensils. And slowly, they used to take them away and sell those utensils or something. So it must have hurt her, and slowly she started to appear less. And after a few years or so, she stopped appearing out of the pond. So yeah, it is kind of an intriguing story. I have never heard a folklore like that before. Like, I have heard angels or mermaids, maidens coming out of the pond to give people things, take that golden axe for example, but I've never heard something like this before. So they didn't give it back to her, and she stopped appearing, and the pond is now basically barren. It always has, even in the summer months, it always has a mystical kind of fog hovering over it. I have been to that area many times, and it is really peaceful. The mazar, or the shrine of Baba Bukhari, it is a place where you can find peace. It is so mystical, it is so quiet, and it always smells sweet. It smells like flowers any time of the day. You can go there, and actually the pond, it's actually below the fort and the mazar or the shrine. So yeah, there is always some kind of a mystical fog hovering over it, and when you look down into it, although they say that the pond's waters have receded, when you look down there, you'll feel like there's so much depth in there that if you dive, you'll probably get lost and you'll never be found. And there is kind of a haunting peace. There is a haunting piece there. If you go there in the night, the mazar's doors are always open for people, even for those who are seeking refuge. So the shrine is always open, although the fort is closed at times. It has been declared a heritage site. It was destroyed by the British in the earlier times. So yeah, the shrine is always open, and you can go and see that pond. And even in the dark of the night, you can feel a mystical peace looming around, and you'll just feel so satisfied and so content with yourself. So that's it for today, and I just wanted to say a quick thing. I will be uploading new episodes every Friday or every weekend. So yeah, thank you for tuning in, and see you next time, next weekend or Friday.